Hello, this is BitNote with David Collins wishing you a Merry Christmas, everybody. Yep, this is our Christmas special. I hope you enjoy it, with we celebrate Christmas in video games and video game music. Well, happy Christmas to everybody. I hope you've got in the spirit. And let's talk about games and Christmas, I guess. I just think that it's been a great Christmas, and I hope you spend it with people you love and had a great time. I suppose sometimes Christmas gets a bit hectic. We're just all rushed off our feet. But I think it's worth it in the end, because there's always moments that make us think about those we love and those close to us. And okay, I'll cut the sappy stuff short, but you get what I'm saying, right? Okay, cool. Now, to be honest, Christmas, it doesn't really come to video games that much. I'm sorry. I mean, I wish I was an ambassador, if you will, of a slightly more festive entertainment medium. But the truth is, whereas with films, you'll have plenty of Christmas films for release, even if they're lame, and the same thing for music, there'll probably be a few Christmas singles. I'm sorry, video games don't kind of, I mean, a lot of games get released before Christmas, don't get me wrong. I mean, before Christmas is almost, there's so many different video games that if you're really into them, it's hard to keep up. But actual games based on Christmas, that's a little harder to come by, unfortunately. So that's left me kind of strapped. I mean, it would be easy if I could just grab a bunch of festive Christmas-themed video games and go with it, but they're just not that many, or I haven't played that many. It's kind of sad. So, I think I'll start something off with actually music from a game I've played already. Yep, generally I don't like repeating myself, and I did this joke before, but the fact of the matter is, this is Blue Stinger again. Yes, I'm playing music from Blue Stinger again. That game, that B-movie game, which was just fun, and even though it was technically, I just enjoyed playing it and just had a nice atmosphere to it and I had a bit of fun. Here's a plot point, guys. That entire game was set during Christmas. Yep. An alien invasion on an island created by a falling meteorite that was suddenly being reclaimed by, that ended the dinosaurs, and now suddenly you have to save the entire world by fighting aliens in diverse environments. That was set during Christmas. And they take advantage of it too, I have to say, a couple of different ways. For a start, for one reason, you go through the town and all the Christmas decorations are up. Of course, the town is practically abandoned because the aliens have attacked everyone, but it's still Christmas. On top of that, during the game, for plot-related reasons that I honestly can't remember, you have to dress up one of your characters as Santa Claus. Yep, I forget the reason why. I know that it's vital to proceed. I know that the entire ability on whether you can continue playing on in the game is dependent on whether or not you do dress up your character as Santa Claus, but that is the case, and indeed, you go on. As the game progresses, indeed, it becomes Christmas. It starts on Christmas Eve, and during during cutscene, it becomes Christmas Day. And that's actually even more plot vital because, and this is kind of one of the trickier parts of the game, you can actually commit credit card theft and credit card fraud in this game. Yeah, I know that's kind of one of the slightly more ethically moral questions about this game, but the fact of the matter is, along some of the dead corpses that you happen to stumble across, you sometimes happen to find some credit card details. And when you've got a couple of these credit cards, and they're not that many in the total game, like 4 in total, but you know, a couple, enough to make you pay attention, you find an ATM machine. And then, of course, it's not that simple. You have to get their PIN number. And then when you look at the credit card, one of them basically had the guy's birth date written on it, so it's kind of obvious there. And another person had American Civil War written on their credit card. I mean, to be honest, if a video game wants you to do research into American history, it's great. I mean, what better way to motivate the person to get to study history than to find out it gives them an extra reward in the game, you know, aside from the whole culturally understanding. But yes, you use these you find these credit cards, and there's an ATM machines in the game. And well, I mean, can you really blame people for what they do after that? If with people taking such terrible measures to protect their credit card numbers and also being kind of dead. Yeah, it's kind of uncomfortable, but okay. And there's also something else. When most in the game, most people of these employees are paid on the 25th of every month. So when it becomes Christmas Day, you go, you know, you've already gone to the bank account, you've plundered their account. When it becomes Christmas Day, you go back to the bank and you plunder their accounts again for all the revenue they've received for the month's end. And, hooray, early Christmas present by thieving the new form salaries from recently deceased people of alien attacks. Happy Christmas, everybody! The song was composed by Toshihiko Sashishi, who of course did a lot of other work, and the music track is called Lab Town from Blue Stinger by Climax Graphics. I'll play it now. Boy, that is beautiful music. I think it's a pity more games don't have a bit of a more festive theme. It really did add something to the game, giving a bit of setting. It kept things interesting, and it was just a bit of fun. The game had a bit of a sense of humor. It never took itself too seriously, and the fact, like I said, one of the characters dressed up like Santa Claus kind of confirms that. You know, now that I think about it, there are a couple more Christmas-themed video games out there. Lemmings, for instance, had a Christmas level, and I actually remember for the official Dreamcast magazine, they released a Christmas level of Toy Commander. You know, it was basically a free level that was kind of a demo of the game, but it was also a completely original level, and you were a toy Santa picking up presents for Christmas. So, you know, Christmas is there in video games. It's just not, you know, gigantically relevant. I'm going to move on to a song that's yet again from a game I've played before, but it's special. It's from, I'm not sure I should spoil it. I'll let you listen. Thank you. Beautiful. That was from Shenmue, a classic Dreamcast game I returned to in the past. Shenmue starts just before Christmas. And the truth is it proceeds in real time. I mean, well, not real time, but every day you go in, days pass by at about, I think it's a minute a second or something. And it's, you go through your day, you do what you can, and when the day ends, the date moves forward. So the true thing is that you can spend Christmas in Shenmue. It's beautiful. When you walk, there's snow frosting. When your foot lands in a patch of snow, you can hear it crunch. And when you walk onto the streets of Dubuta, they're decorated with Christmas decorations. And there's a girl there, Naomi. And you can talk to her, and even though you never really say much to her, even though she even doesn't say that much to you, there's a special something between the two of you. And you hold it, and you turn and you walk with her under the decorations and through the streets of Dubuta in Christmas time. That track was called Christmas on Dubuta Street, composed by Takanobu Mitsuyoshi or Yoko Koshiro. Beautiful. Alright, it's kind of hard to break the mood once it's been set, but the truth is, I think we'll move on to the next track now. It might actually be familiar to some of you, even though you haven't actually played the game it's from. And that's because the tune's kind of a bit of a parody. I'll play it, and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to figure... Well, we'll see. Here it is. Thank you. And that was the intro theme to James Pond 2 Robocod. Ah yes, the puns abound. So you're probably wondering what that has to do with Christmas. Well, as you can see, the entire game actually takes place in Santa's workshop. After the previous game, you're hunting down Dr. Maybe, another good joke, and he takes over Santa's workshop, and you're basically an aquatic fish who's been given a robotic suit that can extend himself and climb and lots of nice platforming fun and just to try to defeat him. It was classic from the early 90s, released on the Amiga, DOS, Mega Drive, and just was a great fun game. The theme there, as you may have noticed, is a bit of a remix of the RoboCop theme. Yes, there's the pun. And it was composed by Richard Joseph, who's had quite a nice career in the video game industry and worked even on Harry Potter and Evil Genius. I think I played Evil Genius sound a while back. The game James Pond series was developed by Vectordine Limited and Millennium Interactive. Now, I know that sounds very impressive, but we're kind of talking about early 90s British game developers here, so I'd be surprised if either of those companies had more than 5 employees each. But not that that's a bad thing. I think that the video game development group's getting too big. Actually, that's a rant for another day. We were in the Christmas mood here, and I'm kind of sorry that I wasn't able to play something a little more Christmassy, but I mean, like, this is kind of the close, but if a RoboCop theme is the parody theme is the closest I can get to a Christmas theme, it kind of doesn't bode well for how festive video games are as a season. But oh well, there's still plenty of tracks which really truly have the festive spirit, and I'm going to end on one. Now, this is actually originally from a game I haven't played, which kind of breaks a personal rule, but like all rules, I found a loophole to it. The idea is that Nights into Dreams was a classic Saturn game that I've always wanted to play. It was, from everything I hear, one of those classic games that had a nice touch, nice spirit to it. Everything about that game seemed to make it say that it was something that I would really love. I mean, the spirit, the style, the fact it was made by Sonic Team, who, like previously, this is when they were good, making really good games. Incidentally, I've never played Burning Rangers either. But they made this beautiful game that I never played because I didn't own a Saturn back then, because I was waiting for it to be more popular before buying it, and it never did become more popular, unfortunately. Sadly. But the game had a Christmas special, Christmas Nights it was called. Very nice. And it had some truly classic Christmas songs in it, and I've never played those ones either. But I did hear one of the tracks. You see, years later in Sonic Adventure, you'd be playing the game, and one of the cool features of the Dreamcast at the time was that you'd go online and download things that would change your game experience. Of course, what I didn't realize at the time was it didn't so much download new content as it downloaded a key that would unlock content, but let's not get into pedantic about it. The idea is that for Christmas, they actually released a Christmas-themed add-on. This would instantly take your game and make Christmassy. Well, it didn't make that many changes, but suddenly you'd be walking out in Station Square, the terrain you know well, the nice city landscape with the train station and the sea in front of you and the entrance to Carnival Park. But after you downloaded the new theme park, suddenly there'd be a Christmas tree right in the middle there. And it'd be nice, and there was another one there. You went further in the park. And just the idea of just these familiar surroundings suddenly being able to change them for the season, it's beautiful. A lot of games actually do something like that. They have, not necessarily with downloads, but they check the date either on your console or on your PC. And if it's a festive time, some of them might even grudgingly remind you that this is Christmas. Maybe you shouldn't be playing video games at this time. But others will just have a nice theme change, like a change to the loading screen or extra music or just festive decorations or something that changes it around. Of course, what will lead to a lot of people doing is just messing around with the date settings on their PC or computer to get all the extra holiday unlocks. But the point is, it's still beautiful. It still shows you that people are thinking, hey, Christmas is a time to celebrate, to think about, and for the magic to happen. That's always what I've loved about Christmas. It's like a time when we think of new possibilities, of new things that can happen. The magic. And we slow down and look to those around us and make the moment special for all of us. Boy, really does this to me, doesn't it? The song in Sonic Adventure, when you approach the Christmas tree, this track would play. It's a very beautiful track. It's actually a variation of the main title theme, the main theme of the original Knights game, which I always intended to play sometime, and I think I will. It's called Knights Knights, a cappella version. It is a. It's like I said, from Knights Christmas, which was developed by Sega. And the sound producer was Atsushi Sushi, nickname Kosugi. I think it's a great track, and I hope you enjoy it. So for all of those out there with Christmas, happy Christmas to you all. I know this might actually broadcast after Christmas, the day after indeed. But either way, I hope you all had shared a special time, and that, I mean, I know the world is chaotic, and I know it's kind of crazy at times, and you're not sure what's going which way. But I suppose, I don't know, maybe that's why it's sometimes easy to just put ourselves into worlds where what we imagine can happen. And what we want to happen is something that's in our power to do. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to BitNote. And I wish you all the best. Goodbye.
In a dream I could see you are not far away. Anytime, any place, I can see your face. You're that special one that I've been waiting for. And I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams,
I can hear you calling. Everything is so, so sweet in your eyes. I feel there's so much inside. Oh, yeah.
In the night, dream delight, I want to see you standing there in the night. Dream delight, I found someone who really cares.
In a dream we can do everything we want to. There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for. Sure to find the one,
find the
one in the night,
dream delight.
to see you standing there in the night. Dream delight, I found someone who really cares. In the night, dream delight, I want to see you smile again. In the night.